Good evening and welcome to First Christian Church of Colorado Springs. We are so glad that you have chosen this place of worship to honor the Lord's name with us. Whether you are joining us in person or through Facebook, we are blessed by your presence. For those of you worshiping with us in person, we would ask that you sign the Burgundy attendance folder found on your pew closest to the inside aisle. If you are new to the church, please give us a way to contact you on this form. For those worshiping on Facebook, please let us know you are worshiping with us by adding a comment to the Facebook feed. Like the candle, yeah. Please stand as you are able and join us in our call to worship. Tonight, old dreams die and new dreams come to life. The promise is fulfilled.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
Hope gives way to joy, and prayer gives way to proclamation.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
Our Advent candles illuminate our way to Bethlehem. Light invades the darkness. The light of the world has come.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
And this light is a light for all, igniting a flame in the soul, warming us from within, radiating love, lighting our lives with the presence of God come alive in human flesh within us and among us now and always.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace,
goodwill to all. Please stand as you're able and join us as we sing hymn number 148, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
Please join me in prayer. God, as you come to us now in this busy Christmas season, make all things new in our hearts. Remind us as we scurry and allow business to overwhelm us of the purpose of this season of celebration. Open our hearts so that we can share the hope, peace, joy, and love that we have received from the gift of your Son. We rejoice that Christ has come to bring us all these gifts you have given us. Amen.
Is assertive. Peace is subversive, joy is provocative, and love is transformative. God tore open the heavens as hope became alive in us with the cry of the newborn baby. The heavenly host, the army of God, showed up and instead of declaring war, said glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill to all. Joy was shared by parents and visitors in the midst of a government census and under the rule of an insecure puppet king. And love? Love from God, love for one another. The Christ child taught us that the greatest love is to lay down one's lives for one another, to set aside the things of this world that would tear us apart, and instead look to what draws us together. This is the kind of love that still transforms the world when we share it. On this night, we light the Christ candle, a reminder that hope, peace, joy, and love are not merely words for this season of the year, but promises of God that are alive in us for eternity. And that God's steadfast love endures forever.
Thank you.
Let us pray. As we gather tonight on this holy night, we offer prayers for those with special needs. We ask that you give comfort to those ill and in the hospital, and peace for those for whom the Christmas season brings the heartache of loss. Remind us when we feel alone and deserted that you are with us and we are never alone. Hear our prayers as we present them in the name of Jesus, who taught us all to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
The first Christmas Eve lesson is Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing with joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Thank you.
The second Christmas Eve reading is from Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Please join in singing the carol, Angels We Have Heard on High, number 155. Thank you. Third Christmas Eve lesson is also from Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those he favors."
This is the table of the Lord. Come not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Come not because any goodness of your own gives you the right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because the Lord loves you and gives himself for you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us pray.
We thank you, loving God, for Jesus, who came long ago as your beloved child. Today we celebrate Christ's coming and how he brought light into a world of darkness. Here at this table, we witness to the fact that Christ took on human flesh and that he came to be bread of the world. As you have blessed us with the Christ, we know that you will bless us as we eat this bread. It is when you came to us in your very Son that we truly realize the great love you have for us. It is through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we see you. We are awed by the totality of your love when we realize that your Son died for each of us. The cup on this table is the cup of your commitment to your people. Holy Spirit, join us as we drink this cup of good news to all people. As we receive strength and spiritual nourishment from the bread and cup, let us be bearers of the everlasting light, messengers of eternal hope, and witnesses to new life in you. Amen.
Thank you.
theme of our annual Christmas offering for the Disciples Mission Fund is Abide With Us. You can find an offering envelope inserted in tonight's bulletin if you would like to participate. The gifts you give will go to support the Central Rocky Mountain Region Ministries. Please give as you are able.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to bring before you tithes and offerings, and we pray that you'll multiply the effect they have for good by many times. Thank you now. We pray through the Lord Jesus. Amen.
The light of the world. Now he sends us out to be the light to the world, sharing the gift of God's love in all people. Let your light shine before all people, that they will glorify God in heaven. God is light. Let us walk in the light as God is in the light. Go in peace. God is with you. Amen.